Recurrence trace, growth of functions. Recall the algorithm to solve the Tower of Hanoi. We are going to move n disks from a source peg to a target peg using some auxiliary peg. Clearly, if n equals 1, this is trivial. We only move the single disk. If n is larger than 1, we have three steps. We need to move n minus 1 disks to the target, to the auxiliary peg. Then we can move the last disk from the source to the target. And finally, we need to move the n minus 1 from A and to T, where it's destined. And that's it. The running time for this, or the number of single disk moves that is needed here, is given by this recursion. This is easy to see, because the single move disk here is one operation. The single move disk there is one operation. And these two steps is the full algorithm for n minus 1 disks. So that is T of n minus 1, T of n minus 1. So what we see, we get twice T of n minus 1 plus 1, which is exactly what we have. So that is recursion showing how to calculate the number of single disk moves. Now we are going to count the operations in a more visual way. So we start with drawing a node which visualizes the full problem. We have one problem, and we have a problem size of n, that is this n. The work to solve the problem consists of three parts. We have two parts, which is a subproblem of moving n minus 1 disks. So we draw them as well as two nodes, one node, two nodes. So we get two children, each with a problem size of n minus 1. It's one smaller. On top of that, there is a little bit of extra work. This work, which we write as part of the node itself, it can't be delegated. Now we have two subproblems. Each of the subproblems again is divided, including a little bit of extra work. Now we got four subproblems. The problem size has also decreased, so that's n minus 2. And we can continue. The number of problems has doubled, and the problem size decreased by 1. And so it continues until we reach the base case. And the base case is, let's change the base case, let's use T of 1 equals 1. That's what it looks as in the pseudocode. So we continue to the problem size of n. And at that point, we only have individual nodes with one piece of work, no children. So that's a problem size. How many nodes do we have at the last level here? We have doubled each time, starting at 1 and a total of n steps. So we have multiplied by 2 n minus 1 times. So we get, in fact, 2 to the n minus 1 problems at the last level. Now let's count the operations per level. At level 1, we have one problem with one operation. So we have one. At the second level, we have two problems with one operation each, so we'll get two. And the number of operations per node is always one, but the number of nodes, number of problems, doubles each time. So you get 4, 8, all the way down to 2 to the n minus 1. If we add all of this up, what we get is the sum of 2 to the I when I runs from 0 to n minus 1. So this is a solution to the recurrence. We round off with an exercise. Draw a recursion tree for t of n equals 3 times t of n minus 1 plus 2 for n greater than or equal to 2. And t1 is equal to 1. When you've drawn the tree, use it to solve the recurrence. Good luck.